Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast, where we run down all the insane stories of the week, but only the ones we've never seen before. It's amazing that I can do this every week, but these are the times we live in. Let's dive right in with insane thing number 5. The week opened with a deep state horror show. Folks, the deep state is out of control. That really is the theme for this week. And it's so much worse than we thought across multiple stories. Folks, I warned at the time, if you're a longtime listener to this podcast, you know this, that Republicans not fighting like hell when they were coming at Trump with 700 years in prison worth of trumped up fake charges. I mean, folks, when it's so bad that in the state of New York, that the legislature votes to change the law specifically so that they can prosecute Trump and Trump alone. Yeah, Democrats would lose their damn minds. And rightfully so if we did that. I mean, whole cities would burn. But us, we're like, nah. And there was no reaction from the Republican leadership. And I said at the time, the Democrats will view this as weakness. And even if these uniparty rhino Republicans don't like Trump, they need to understand if they don't fight back, they are next. Well, they thought they could just be behaved well enough, be liked well enough by the left, that there's no way the left would come after them the way they were after Trump. Little did they know the whole time. The entire, folks, it's astonishing. In Arctic Frost, the entire GOP ecosystem was under investigation. Let me tell you what they were going to do here. They really thought, think about this. The beginning of 2024 was very different from the end of 2024. 2023 was very different from the end of 2024. Donald Trump was polling at all-time lows. He was in the 30s. He looked incredibly weak. The Republican Party was wandering in the woods. And Democrats really thought they could finish us off. It turns out. So they'd put the entire GOP ecosystem under investigation. It's clear what they were planning to do. They would either frame and try as many of us as possible and bankrupt the rest, defending yourself in court. When they were done, they planned that no one would ever step up into a leadership position in the Republican Party again, at least not anyone who wasn't a billionaire. It's astonishing how deep the Arctic Frost subpoenas went. I mean, I'm talking every law firm, every vendor, think pollster, strategist, grassroots organization, even TPUSA. Subpoenas went out on all of them and deep into these organizations too. Well, the week opened with us finding out that Lindsey Graham, you can't get a bigger pet of the left. He lets them practically walk him like a poodle. He's a member of the Uniparty in good standing. Yet they were trying to put him in prison in two states. He spent $2 million defending himself without ever being charged. Well, the week opened with Trey Gowdy, another poodle-like pet of the Uniparty, screaming in outrage as it was revealed they had even gone after the phone records of Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy. That was supposed to be impossible. He was so well behaved. He had even repeated the line that was required from the party. No, there was no election fraud in 2020. It didn't save him. They went after him anyway. Here's Trey Gowdy losing his mind over that in the beginning of the week. How dare they go after Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy's phone records, his metadata? How dare they spy on him?
I would actually start with, what crime were you investigating? I mean, for you to use the powers that prosecutors have, including the grand jury and subpoena power, what crime were you looking into? It can't be a crime to object to the certification of an election, because Democrats have been doing it since 1960. Why in the world do you need U.S. senators' phone records when they are in charge of deciding whether or not to amend the Electoral College Act? They're in charge of deciding whether to or not to accept electors. What crime was he investigating?
Trey Gowdy, you remember, is a former federal prosecutor who, by the way, didn't give a damn when they were framing Trump. But now that his friend Kev has been spied on, well, it's a different story. Well, fast forward, that was Monday. Fast forward to Friday, and we've just learned that Jim Jordan, one of the chief investigators of the deep state in the House, had the same deal. Folks, and here's how this is happening, okay? They judge shop, which is supposed to be illegal, but somehow they're doing it. They judge shop, get a liberal judge, go in, and this is what's new, okay? We've never seen this before. Go in with no evidence of a crime, just a vague allegation, and they get warrants, or they seek warrants to spy on Republicans. Folks, this was pioneered in Russia collusion, which, remember, even if Trump had colluded with Russia, that's not illegal. So what they needed was Democrat justices to pretend that it is illegal and issue all of these warrants to spy. Listen to what the Biden-Harris Justice Department obtained, okay? They obtained a grand jury subpoena April 2022 without Chairman Jim Jordan's knowledge for all, listen to this, call detail records starting January 1st, 2020 and going forward, but not limited to records for inbound and outbound calls. Listen to this. They got his text messages. They got his direct connect communications, all of them. They got his voicemail messages, his email messages, any addresses he visited, as well as all sources of payments, incoming and outgoing. So basically his bank records, IP addresses, and location information. Folks, they had no crime. This is astonishing. The founding fathers, well, I won't say what they'd be doing because I'll probably get in trouble. You can't do this. But they were. God help us if we don't get these people out of government and the Democrats ever win the presidency again. So what we're finding here, folks, with Arctic Frost, no one was left unscathed. Not the leadership, not Jim Jordan, not anyone. They think they can spy on whoever, and they can if they find the right judge. Again, folks, they took our weakness when Trump was under fire, when they were trying to put him in prison, said, you know what? Why stop with Trump? Let's have show trials for the whole GOP like we did for the January Sixers. No one objected to that. All the raids on grandma's houses for merely taking selfies after they walked into the Capitol building because a Capitol police officer held the door open and ushered them inside. We let them do that. They said, hi, it's probably going to be nothing to put, I don't know, 300-400 Republicans away. And they tried. Folks, the only thing that stopped this was Trump won. That was it. I can't even imagine the way we'd live right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Insane thing number 4. Before I run this one down, folks, if this story and the one I just did aren't exhibit A as to why we need to go through these agencies and fire hundreds to thousands of people, I don't know what is. I don't know what we're waiting for. But I do know this. We're going to end up in prison instead of the people who should be there if we don't start doing it soon. This is terrifying what happened with Thomas Crooks. Bottom line, Christopher Wray, then director of the FBI, and Deputy Director Paul Abadi flat out lied, perjured themselves at a felony level before Congress, lying about Crooks, talking only about a very short sort of stub of his internet history when he was 15, when he was a Trump supporter, and blacking out the rest, lying to Congress, saying, yeah, he just went black. Weird, he doesn't have any internet history. Oh, he had internet history. Internet history in which he switched sides, became a doctrinaire leftist, and planned mass casualty terror attacks against Donald Trump and the government. In fact, bizarrely, his last post, he was talking to a guy who was a member of a designated Nazi left-wing terror group, Norwegian terror group, with connections to Antifa. In his last post, after Crooks laid out his plans for the very bloody terror attack, a guy by the name of Willie Tepes, the one with the Norwegian neo-Nazi group Nordic Resistance Movement, responded, "Political power comes from the barrel of a gun." He'd oddly been there and responded to several of Crooks' posts. It was his last post on August 2020. In 2024, he would shoot Trump. In between there, he goes dark, totally dark, just like the FBI said. Well, folks, actually, I bet he's not dark. I bet there's more. We just haven't found it yet. Stay tuned on X. We'll find it as I guess the FBI continues to lie to us. I don't know. But the thing is, they covered up all of those connections. They covered up Willie Tepes, and they most especially covered up the fact that he had pivoted to a very left-wing stance and had really been a hardcore violent left-winger online for over 9 months at the time he basically disappeared from online. They lied. Why did they lie? Even worse, Trump's now FBI director, Kash Patel, and Dan Bongino told the same story. They told it to Fox News. They told it to Trump supporters. There's no there there. Yeah, it's weird. He doesn't have an internet history, but we've been through all the files and he doesn't. So I'm nothing to see here. And the question now becomes, were they lying or are they so hosed by agents who apparently still have control of this agency that they don't even know what's going on inside of it? I guarantee you there's a frantic scramble right now inside Trump world to figure that one out. Here's the other problem. The FBI has all these answers. We know they decrypted Crooks' phone and his overseas encrypted accounts. Took him about 40 minutes to do it. Yet none of this information was in the final congressional report. That made Republican Senator Ron Johnson mad. So in July, this summer, 2025, he filed the third subpoena with the FBI. This time he wasn't requesting this information from Christopher Wray. He was requesting it from Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. So far, they're defying that subpoena. The question is, why? Is it because they can't get this information or because they won't get this information? Whatever the case, what they said didn't exist. That crook's internet history is now all over X. Trump hasn't addressed it yet at all. And this is a no-win for him. If he comes out and trashes Kash Patel, he looks weak. He looks like he's not in control of the FBI. As the online MAGA mob gets angrier by the month that we haven't seen any convictions or mass firings or really any sort of significant retaliation against the deep state besides, you know, Comey and John Bolton's indictments. But I wanted you to hear two clips. The first one is from Caroline Leavitt, Trump's own press secretary, who, quite frankly, doesn't seem to know how to address this.
He's been briefed by his own people on the matter, and whether he's satisfied, that's only a question he can answer. I can't answer it for him. Those questions are definitely deserving of answers, and I understand why the public wants those answers, and I believe the president does too.
And so why, you know, why don't we have them?
You know, it's a good question, and it's one I'd like to see the answer to.
Here's Donald Trump's son, Eric Trump's reaction, which probably gives you a better idea of what's actually going on behind closed doors in Trump world. What they actually think about this new revelation on crooks. Because, folks, if they're willing to lie about this, I mean, that's what they both did. I mean, think about that. The director and deputy director of the FBI choose lying, felony level perjury, carrying up to 5 years in prison before Congress over telling the truth about Thomas Crooks. What the hell is the truth? And you can hear the outrage in Eric Trump's voice here. He's on CNN this week, and he's asked about the crook situation and the new revelations.
I am totally unsatisfied. You had a person with a modern rifle, modern scoped rifle at 130 yards, who shot at the former commander-in-chief of the United States, and a guy who was going to be, by all accounts at that point, the future commander-in-chief. And then they tried to kill my father 8 weeks later, you know, at his golf course in Palm Beach County, a golf course that I run every single day. I am totally unsatisfied that we have one picture of that shooter. The guy looks like he was 14 years old in the picture. We know nothing about him. We know nothing about him, right? And I am totally unsatisfied with the result, and I think a lot of America is unsatisfied with the result, and I think we better get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
Are you telling me there's a conspiracy here that you believe, that Eric Trump believes, resulted in the assassination attempt?
Listen, I think they did everything they could to take my father off that stage. They tried to bankrupt him. They tried to impeach him. They tried to take him off the ballots. They tried to silence our votes. They leaked our tax returns. They raided his home. And yes, do I think that they tried to do exactly to my father what they did to Charlie Kirk, where they shot a good friend of mine in the neck and I see my buddy bleeding to death? Yes, I think they tried to kill my father because they did not want his voice on that stage, and they don't want my voice on that stage. They didn't want Charlie's voice on that stage. And that breaks my heart to say, and we better get to the bottom of who this guy was, because we know absolutely, Michael, we know nothing about the guy. We've seen one picture of the guy. And I hope there's a really good, thorough investigation, because as a son, as I sit there with my 4-year-old and my 6-year-old on my lap, and I saw my father's head almost come off, I remain completely unsatisfied as to who this person was and the guy's intent and why he did it, and what was on his cell phone. I remain completely unsatisfied.
Yeah, that's pretty much what a person who wants to survive being a Trump in America sounds like. I bet Donald Trump doesn't sound too differently behind closed doors. He's got a problem here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Insane thing number three was Democrat members of Congress, two of whom are former intelligence agents, telling people in the military to defy Trump's orders. In other words, treason, insurrection. But people aren't telling this story right. You gotta set it up better. Number one, we're in a civil war. Democrats and the cartels, but then I repeat myself, they're joined at the hip. Democrats clearly committed to protecting the cartels that bring them their replacement voters, their shadow nation. Democrats clearly ready and willing to kill to protect cartel gangsters. Oh, and we're in a civil war. You can't listen to this short segment from Fox News and think anything else. Listen to the numbers of car rammings here. Folks, it is only a matter of time before we watch either a Border Patrol agent or an ICE agent pinned in a car ramming, literally crushed in front of us. It's coming. They're going to kill one of them. I just don't know how. Either that or they'll be executed in a drive-by shooting. An illegal immigrant, known gangster, wanted for murder in his home country. Tried that this weekend. But here you go.
Anti-ICE protests breaking out in Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina overnight, with some demonstrators waving Mexican flags. These demonstrations coming after over 30,000 students skip school and hit the streets to protest the Border Patrol deployment in the Tar Heel State. And here's a look at the results from Operation Charlotte's Web so far. 65 illegal immigrants. Meanwhile, Homeland Security is calling out the surge in vehicle ramming attacks against federal law enforcement. At least one officer was hurt in Charlotte on Sunday in an attack involving a van. This year, there have been 71 vehicular attacks on CBP agents and 28 against ICE.
Dude, that's 100 vehicle rammings. Attempted murders, really. None of which were condemned by the Democrats. In addition to that, as you know, the cartels down in Mexico, the Department of Homeland Security announced 2 weeks ago, have put bounties of up to $50,000 on the heads of Border Patrol and ICE agents. A fact I can't find anywhere that any Democrat elected in this country has ever acknowledged. So this is we're in a civil war at this point. And Trump is trying to keep the cartels from killing his Border Patrol and ICE agents. And again, he already watched the lunatic open fire. I'll put a link in the sources section. This guy's got 666 tattooed across his forehead, right? So with that background, what has Trump threatened this week? He says, I know where all these cartel members live. I know their addresses. I know where their families are. I will kill you. He's trying to keep ICE and Border Patrol agents alive. He's reminding them, look, I'm the one who smoked Soleimani, the number two in charge in Iran. You think I won't kill you? I'll kill you. That's what he said. That's why he said it. That's why he said it this week.
I've been speaking to Mexico. They know how I stand. We're losing hundreds of thousands of people to drugs. So now we've stopped the waterways, but we know every route. We know every route. We know the addresses of every drug lord. We know their address. We know their front door. We know everything about every one of them. They're killing our people. That's like a war.
It's not like a war. It is a war. Now that you understand the background there and what Trump is actually saying, by the way, he also threatened to kill and blow up the Colombian cartels and their cocaine factories as well, kind of in that same transaction there. So he's saying to the Colombian cartels as well, don't you dare kill my Border Patrol and ICE agents. That is what the Democrats are reacting to. They want members of the military to refuse to avenge Border Patrol and ICE. Think about that. So Trump made that threat on Monday. By Wednesday, the Democrats were trying to get open rebellion inside the military and the CIA to protect the cartels that they have effectively merged with.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
What American citizens? Give us their names. How many are there? What city did this happen in? What was the date? They don't name them because there aren't any. When Democrats say American citizens, they mean illegal immigrants.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
What illegal orders? Martha McCallum tried to figure that one out when she was interviewing lunatic representative and Democrat Jason Crow on Fox News. He was one of the co-conspirators here in this video.
What reminding them of their obligation
from the commander in chief
that
we are asking our military to carry out, are you objecting to? This is very, very vague. And it was so vague in this video. I don't think people could figure out what you guys were all talking about, honestly.
Martha, Donald Trump has made a series of very disturbing comments and suggestions that would violate U.S. law and put our military in terrible positions.
Again, we're getting nowhere.
Yeah, because you can't say we're trying to protect our cartel friends. Folks, here's how this is meant to go, okay? If you turn on CNN, MSNBC, their media, on a loop, they're telling mentally ill Democrats, and about half of Democrat women and about 40% of Democrat men tell Gallup they have a diagnosed mental illness. And Democrats know that. They take advantage of it. They're telling them on a loop, Trump's breaking the laws, breaking the laws, breaking the laws, breaking the law. They never say what law. That'll be provided by their media. They can't say what law because there is no law. And of course, they can't say we're defending the cartels. They bring us our shadow nation to replace you chumps so we can get to Marxism. So they just leave it nice and vague and hope somebody will rebel. As Fox News host Will Cain pointed out on his radio show, we've never seen this before. This is unprecedented in America.
Has there ever been a time in our nation's history where a political party made a generalized call to the military to stand down, to insubordinate, to disregard the commander in chief? Well, we tried and found a couple of examples, but not much. There is, of course, the Civil War, Southern Democrats, secession, insubordination, insurrection against the government of the United States. There is the Korean War, where General MacArthur publicly contradicted and disobeyed President Trump's, or rather President Truman's, policy of limited war. There was also the state defiance of civil rights enforcement in the 1950s and 60s. It's a truly incredible moment. It shouldn't be washed away, hand-waved. It shouldn't be even laughed at. This is an incredible moment from Democrats. White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Stephen Miller summed it up pretty well. Democrat lawmakers are now openly calling for insurrection.
The message the Democrats here are trying to convey, and these guys know better, is that you can just choose what you feel is illegal. If we call illegal immigrants Americans, then they're Americans, and you can refuse to do anything about it. But as Mark Geis, former Marine commander, points out, the uniform code, the military justice code, actually makes it clear what an illegal order is. And very clearly, there aren't any from Trump.
Their rhetoric from the start, even going back into the Biden administration and the hate and discontent that they have been sowing across the country. I mean, it's caused an assassination attempt on our president. An assassination of Charlie Kirk, who spoke nothing but truth and love from his heart and trying to get people to come together. It's all them right. that are sowing that the hate and discontent.
The Democrats are clearly going somewhere with this. It's going to end in bloodshed. Insane thing number two. Just as the public, and in particular people under 30, begin to freak out on Trump, somehow he's supposed to fix the entire Biden disaster in, I don't know, 9 months. And quite frankly, after no less than three self-inflicted economic gaffes, it looks like Donald Trump's economy is beginning to roar. With the jobs numbers coming in at twice what was expected.
Heading into that historic government shutdown, the job market was healthier than we thought.
The September jobs report's finally here, more than 50,000 more than anticipated.
So it turns out to be a pretty good number for the month.
Just as promising is the fact that the BLS is reporting 450,000 potential new workers in the workplace. And there's more. After forecasts had predicted a spending pullback by American consumers, that's not what Walmart has found. Their revenues beat earlier estimates by 5.8% to $179.5 billion. Wow. And the Wall Street Journal's James Freeman writing, the Trump economy appears to be cooking. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta has just upgraded its estimate for real U.S. economic growth in the third quarter to a robust 4.1%. Follows the second quarter in which the U.S. economy grew by 3.8, a strong rebound from a first quarter in which the economy shrank by 0.6. A top energy executive told me today that he expects the economy to be on fire next year. As AI data centers are building out, the energy infrastructure and new factories breaking ground. A sentiment that the Trump Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick shares.
You can't invest $3 trillion a year without driving our GDP off the charts. You're going to see fours, you're going to see fives, and you're going to see 6% GDP growth.
If that's anywhere near accurate, the sky's not falling. The sky's the limit.
All right, I don't know about 5 or 6% GDP growth. Howard Lutnick's a bit of an exaggerator there. But folks, the Federal Reserve is not a friend of Trump's. And the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta has just upgraded its estimate for real U.S. economic growth for the third quarter to a staggering 4.1%. Keep in mind, according to all the right people, we're supposed to be living through the Great Depression right now. That was what was forecast in March and April due to Trump's tariffs. And by the way, we were supposed to see a Great Depression style stock market crash as well. Instead, we've hit more than a dozen all-time highs. So, I mean, you know, these guys ain't the best prognosticators, but this sure looks good, especially since the folks at the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, again, are not Trump fans. 4.1%. Holy cow. And I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal. I'll attach the article. This follows a second quarter in which the U.S. economy grew 3.8%, a strong rebound from the first quarter in which the economy shrank by 0.6%. Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, says it's going to continue next year. First quarter supposed to roar. We'll see. Folks, and that whole job picture is with a negative 3,000 federal jobs. In other words, ever so quietly, the Trump folks are still busting down the size every month of the federal government. Again, something we've never seen before, actual federal government job cuts. By the way, have you noticed any difference in your life? Yeah, me either. These people are damn near useless. They're just Democrat voters stashed on a payroll, basically, and Trump knows it. Insane thing number one. Jeffrey Epstein, who did or did not kill himself, depending on your perspective, is now dominating Washington from beyond the grave. And Donald Trump, seeing that Congress was headed toward a near unanimous vote to unseal whatever files over the weekend, came out and said, yeah, go ahead to Republicans, vote to reveal all of it. And they ultimately did. Only one person, I think, in the House voted against it.
This is where this is about to get very interesting. Two things you should know about this, okay? It's a hose job all around. If you read the fine print of this whole, you know, bill that they passed about Epstein, it only releases the unclassified files, not the classified files. You know, the ones you want to read. When it comes to the unclassified files, I'm not even sure if Donald Trump and his people have enough control over the federal government to lay their hands on them. For some reason, Pam Bondi drew the short straw. I don't know why she would be put in charge of this again. We know when Epstein did or did not kill himself, depending on your perspective and who you believe, that the FBI pulled up in, I'm not kidding, they literally did this, a semi-truck and hauled thousands of hours of VHS tapes, digitized tapes, all kinds of photographs, all kinds of records out of two of Epstein's homes that they, you know, obviously had raided. Again, that's the FBI, as reported by the UK Daily Mail, the FBI. Now, the DOJ, I guess, has some authority over the FBI. I mean, I guess they do. But Pam Bondi doesn't have this stuff. She's not managed to produce it so far, despite bragging that she was going to publish it. Can she lay her hands on it? Nobody knows. And folks, I'm kind of afraid here that they're going to say Trump is stonewalling. I really think last time that some of these operatives inside of these deep state operatives inside of these organizations said, yeah, we'll give you the Epstein stuff. And Pam Bondi did a tour on TV saying, yeah, we're going to produce it. And then they gave her a stupid folder with stuff that had already been published in the media. It remains to be seen if these guys can actually get their hands on anything classified or unclassified on Epstein that we don't know yet. I'm betting against it. I just don't think they've managed to take control fully of the federal government. See the Crooks Butler case, if you have any doubts about that. So look for news articles with folks, you know, liberal media saying Trump's stonewalling, he's not putting anything out. Again, if you want to know historically how this kind of thing goes, when Congress votes to disclose something the deep state doesn't want out, I'd refer you back to 2023 when Congress voted to declassify, and actually declassify in this case, declassify the origins of COVID. Did we ever see that stuff? No, we never saw that stuff. The deep state just didn't do it, even though Biden signed it into law, and we still haven't seen it today. So I fully suspect 2 years from now, we still won't have seen much of anything on Epstein. But that may not matter, because James Comer's committee right now has issued a subpoena to two banks that Epstein used for billions of dollars of transactions. Records. So including JP Morgan Chase, which was the main bank for all of us. They were sued over it, actually, because it was alleged they played a role in human trafficking, at least the financial side of it. So if we get that, that may be what we need to reveal it. And I think the reason that Comer is doing that is they all know that Trump can't get his hands on this stuff. They know they don't fully control the federal government. The deep state does. So folks, this is only going to get more interesting. And remember, either Pam Bondi and Dan Bongino or the deep state, I'm not sure who, has gigged us before on this. Remember when that Epstein video came out and Bondi and Bongino did all those interviews to assure us that, hey, look, he definitely killed himself. No one went into his cell. See, look at the video. Then it ended up there was a minute missing from that video. And then it ended up that, yeah, that video is not actually pointing to Epstein's cell. It was, as they told us, Bondi and Bongino, it was actually the sort of path internally that led to Epstein's cell. And no, nobody was seen during the time he committed suicide walking there. But the problem is there was another entrance that wasn't covered by the video. So somebody could have walked that way and totally gone in and we wouldn't know. Bongino and Pam Bondi either lied to you about that and tried to hose you, or what I suspect is the case, didn't know any of this themselves. In other words, they were hosed internally by people who allegedly work, you know, for them, but really only kind of work with them in the building and seem to be running the place. So, folks, this is going to get much, much more interesting. Meanwhile, I thought the biggest reveal Epstein-wise of the week was this shocking email. That was in the tranche of 30,000 with Hakeem Jeffries, dated 2013. And in it, a person who works for Jeffries is begging Jeffrey Epstein, the emails to Jeffrey Epstein, to come to a fundraiser and hobnob with Barack Obama and Hakeem Jeffries personally. Again, the date on this email was 2013. He had long since been convicted of child trafficking. So, and by the way, very widely covered in the media. So they knew exactly who he was. And they wanted to hang out with him. They wanted his money. They wanted to hang out with him personally. And yet we're supposed to believe Donald Trump, who's had no documented contacts with Epstein of any kind since he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago before Epstein was ever convicted. We still haven't seen any proof that Trump has any interaction with him post-conviction or even post-Mar-a-Lago. What it looks like is it's the Democrats who are actually hobnobbing with Epstein, not Trump. And then this week, when we see Stacey Plaskett, who, folks, you got to understand this, she emerges as literally taking text from Epstein where he's giving her the words to use before Congress to trash Trump. Here's the thing people don't know about Stacey Plaskett, and this really should have been more widely reported. Not only did she take $32,000 from Epstein after his convictions, it's much worse than that. The Epstein victims sued her. She was part of a list of U.S. Virgin Island officials that they sued for furthering the Epstein human trafficking ring. In other words, protecting it. Now, that case was eventually thrown out of court, but still, she was named in it. They only wish they had something like that. Those two things, examples I just gave you on Trump, they don't. They're knee deep in Epstein. They know it. And that's why the Democrats have blocked the release of what information there is for years. Now, normally I'd wrap the podcast here, but because you're still listening, you deserve a little something extra, a bonus insane thing. You got a real ID? You could check your driver's license. It's got a star on it if you do. But you probably remember the process. It's pretty painful, especially if you're a woman who's gotten married before getting her real ID. Boy, do they vet you. Yeah, in fact, they vet terrorists less. Folks, this terrorist out of Pennsylvania who was caught, thank God, caught this week, driving with a commercial driver's license. He's an illegal immigrant. Didn't just have a commercial driver's license, which, by the way, entitled him to drive a semi-truck, chemicals, and a school bus with children in it. This guy had a real ID, which means our real ID is useless. We might as well just go ahead and abandon the program. No point in continuing.
An illegal migrant from Uzbekistan with ties to terrorism was just arrested driving an 18-wheeler in Kansas. So how on earth did he have a commercial driver's license from Pennsylvania?
DHS says ICE arrested 31-year-old Akhor Bazarov on November 9th in Kansas. The agency says Bazarov entered the United States illegally in February 2023. He was arrested by Border Patrol and then released despite an arrest warrant issued for him in his native country of Uzbekistan. Authorities there had issued one for him in 2022, accusing him of being a member of a terrorist organization calling for jihad online and recruiting others to join the movement. DHS says the Biden administration granted Bazarov work authorization in January 2024 before getting a commercial driver's license in Pennsylvania just this past July.
Now, here's the astonishing part here. You remember real ID means you can get on a plane, right? I mean, it's the whole point of it. It was recommended by the 9/11 Commission. We're giving those not just to terrorists, which would be bad enough. I mean, the whole point of the system is to detect the fact that you're wanted by Interpol because you're a terrorist, to detect the fact that you're on the international terror watch list, which this guy is. But folks, he's not even here legally. He's an illegal immigrant. So why did I bother to get a real ID? I don't know. And the worst part, folks, again, per the Department of Homeland Security, this is a guy, keep in mind, he's wanted in Uzbekistan. He's recruited jihadis, including online. He was caught by the Biden administration at the border in February 2023 and released. Released, folks. There is no depths these Democrats won't sink to. They have zero absolutely zero concern for human life. It astonishes me more every day. But the good news is we caught him and we're cleaning up the mess. Now, Transportation Secretary Duffy is threatening to revoke $75 million in funds from Pennsylvania to keep them from giving CDLs to terrorists.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.